food, providing the clothes and the things like that. All of these, according to the Islamic laws and according to the Quranic teachings, it is upon the husband that a Muslim, the husband or the man, must provide all these things for his wife. And he has these things, and she should live like a queen in the house. He has to serve the wife as he has to go out to work, to bring the money, or any kind of sustenance in the house, and she should enjoy the things in the house. So this is the first right that the husband must look after it, and he should provide it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said that give your wives a place to live where you live, which is in which you are able to provide anything that is in your potential. You can provide it, you should provide that to your wife. And the sustenance is necessity upon you. And those husbands which do not, according to the narration of Imam Sadiq, the husband that do not bring sustenance in the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the others, they curse that person if he is not bringing sustenance for the wife or the family members. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the woman's right on the husband. And the first right is that the husband must provide the sustenance for the wife. Now, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that if the husband is not providing the sustenance for the wife, he is cursed. And therefore, it is necessary for the person, for the husband or the man, to provide the sustenance. Now, if you remember, we talked about the rights of the men, and we said it is necessary for the wife to obey the husband. Now, according to the teachings of the Islam and Quran, if husband is not bringing or providing the sustenance, then on the other hand, Islam has said to wife that it is not necessary to obey the husband. The husband that cannot provide the sustenance for the wife, upon the wife, it is not necessary to obey that husband. Because if the husband is not providing the sustenance for the wife, it is not necessary upon the wife to obey the husband. Because when he is the guardian and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on his shoulders the duty of providing the sustenance, the duty of managing the whole house, the duty of working out and leave your house, you leave your wife at home where which she cannot leave without your permission. On the other hand, if anyone cannot provide the sustenance of the wife, if he's not bringing or providing that sustenance, then it is not necessary on the wife to obey such a husband. And this is been provided by the Islamic teachings that it is necessary about on the husband to provide the sustenance. Therefore, in order to have a peaceful family, if in order to have a peace in the family, a secure family, the love in the family, the affection and the good relationship within the family, it is necessary upon everyone to look after the rights of the others in the best way, the way we expect them to observe our rights, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
in the limelight.
The FBI has found more classified documents at the Wilmington, Delaware home of President Joe Biden. We'll take a look at the world media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. The Associated Press has covered this story and tells us more. The FBI searched President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday, 20th of January, and located six additional documents containing classification markings and also took possession of some of his notes, the president's lawyer said on Saturday. Bob Bauer, the president's personal lawyer, said the search of the entire premises lasted nearly 13 hours. The documents with classification markings spanned Joe Biden's time in the Senate and in the vice presidency, while the notes dated to his time as vice president. The search followed more than a week after Biden's attorneys found six other classified documents in the president's home library from his time as vice president, and nearly 3 months after lawyers found a small number of classified records at his former offices at the Penn Biden Center in Washington. On Thursday, 19th of January, President Biden maintained that there's no there on the document discoveries, which have become a political headache for the president and complicated the Justice Department's probe into former President Donald Trump's retention of classified documents and official records after he left office. "We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place," Biden told reporters who questioned him during a tour of the damage from storms in California. "We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department." Biden said he was fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. The president and First Lady Jill Biden were not at home when it was searched. They were spending the weekend at their home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The president's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, said the FBI requested that the White House not comment on the search before it was conducted, and that Biden's personal and White House attorneys were present. The FBI, he added, had full access to the president's home, including personally handwritten notes, files, papers, binders, memorabilia, to-do lists, schedules, and reminders going back decades. The Justice Department, he added, took possession of materials it deemed within the scope of its inquiry, including six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate and some of which were from his tenure as vice president. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed former Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Herr as a special counsel to investigate any potential wrongdoing surrounding the Biden documents. Since the beginning, the president has been committed to handling this responsibly because he takes this seriously, White House lawyer Richard Sober said on Saturday. Sober added, "The president's lawyers and White House counsel's office will continue to cooperate with the Department of Justice and a special counsel to help ensure this process is conducted swiftly and efficiently." The Biden document discoveries and the investigation into Donald Trump, which is in the hands of the special counsel Jack Smith, are significantly different. The Justice Department says Donald Trump took hundreds of records marked classified with him upon leaving the White House in early 2021 and resisted months of requests to return them to the government. President Biden has made a point of cooperating with the Department of Justice probe at every turn, though questions about his transparency with the public remain. The website of CNBC has also covered this story and tells us more. The FBI found more classified documents at the Wilmington, Delaware home of President Joe Biden during a consensual search on Friday, 20th of January, that lasted nearly 13 hours, his personal lawyer and a prosecutor said on Saturday evening. The discovery was the fourth time since November that classified records or material has been found at a private address of Joe Biden's. His personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, in a statement said the Department of Justice seized six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding material. Joseph Fitzpatrick, assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, told NBC News, "I can confirm that the FBI on Friday executed a planned consensual search of the president's residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Some of the items dated from Joe Biden's tenure in the Senate, where he represented Delaware from 1973 through to 2009, Bob Bauer said, and some of the items were from his tenure as vice president in the Obama administration from 2009 through to 2017. In addition to those records, FBI agents who did not have a warrant for the search also seized some notes that Biden wrote by hand as vice president, according to a lawyer and the White House. Neither Joe Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden were present during the search, according to Richard Sober, special counsel to the president. The items join an undisclosed number of classified government records previously discovered by lawyers for the president. A small number of classified records first were found by Biden's lawyers on 2nd of November at a private office that he kept at a Washington, D.C. think tank after ending his tenure as vice president in the Obama administration in 2017. The White House only disclosed that discovery on 9th of January. On 20th of December, a small number of classified records were found in the garage of Joe Biden's Wilmington home. A single page of classified material was then found at the Wilmington residence on 11th of January. Then the next day, five more pages of classified records were found in a room adjacent to Joe Biden's garage. When the Department of Justice officials traveled there to take possession of the single page found the previous day. The White House has said that when the president's lawyers found the previous documents, they immediately notified the National Archives and Records Administration and the Department of Justice. Friday's search was the first time revealed publicly that federal law enforcement authorities have conducted a search for government documents at Joe Biden's private addresses. Attorney General Merrick Garland earlier this month appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden's retention of government records after he was vice president. Former President Donald Trump is under criminal investigation by another special counsel for taking hundreds of classified records and other government documents from the White House when he left office. Donald Trump is also being eyed for possible obstruction of justice by stonewalling efforts by government officials to recover those documents. The FBI in early August raided Donald Trump's home at his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, where they found thousands of pages of government records. The FBI had a search warrant in that case. By law, presidents and vice presidents must return government documents to the National Archives when they leave office. Joe Biden and the White House have been criticized for the two-month lag in disclosing the discovery of the first batch of classified documents at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, D.C.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except him, and he has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were discussing the human traits in the Quran, and specifically we were looking at the bad human traits. And the reason we're looking at that is because if one has one of these traits or more, what tends to happen is that they will oppress and usurp the rights of other people, which obviously goes against the notion of human rights. And most of the times, if not all of the times, what we do in the outside stems from something that we have within us. So if I take something from a person, or I kill a person, or I usurp something from a person, or I harm another person, it obviously came from an idea, from a thought, from an illusion, from an imagination that I had inside me. Something drives it. Something makes it happen in the outside. And these are what we call the moral vices that we need to fight. So when it comes to these vices, one of them that we have discussed previously is, in fact, jealousy. And you said jealousy, it's even though it is an inner thought, it is an inner problem, an inner disease, but the effects of it harms other people. It does not just remain inside me and inside you. No, it actually takes form on the outside and people will be hurt because of that. We gave the example of Shaitan and Adam. We gave the example of Habil and Qabil and how one of them killed the other. So it manifested itself. And if we look at the Quran and we look at the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, they take this issue seriously because the effects of it are devastating. So today let's look at some of the ayat in the Quran, or at least some of the hadith as well. See if we can learn something. So for example, we have a verse from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Or do they have jealousy towards those whom Allah has blessed himself? There's a group of people that Allah has blessed. And this ayah, according to the mufassirin, to the interpreters and translators of the Quran, this is was revealed about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them honor, gave them imama, gave them prophethood, gave them revelation, gave them everything. A lot of people were jealous of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And out of the result of this jealousy that they had towards the Ahlul Bayt, the Ahlul Bayt themselves, they were outcasted from the position that Allah was given to them. That was taken from them, the imama or the khilafah. And then they were prosecuted one after another. We have all the imams from Amir al-Mu'minin to Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. 11 imams were massacred and killed because of that hasad, because of that jealousy. And if you look at the lives of each imam, you will see the ruler of his time would get jealous of this imam. Like, he's, you know, this person is getting popularity. Everyone is listening to him. Everyone is following to him. He's becoming a threat to me. I need to get rid of him. And that imam of that time ends up being martyred. So Allah says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسِ. So it began with the jealousy concept, with the jealousy disease that manifested itself on the outside, that many people, thousands and millions over the ages, have been massacred based on that jealousy that started because they could not take it, that there are people who are better than them. Let us take a short break and then we will come back, so don't go anywhere.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we gave the example of the Ahlul Bayt that the Quran gave us. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Now, this is what is very specific about the Ahlul Bayt. Allah, when he talks about the Muslims in general, he says the Muslims in general, they also have been facing persecution from before, from the time of the Prophet until today. The Muslims have been persecuted. Allah says, "Wad kathiran min ahli kitab law yardukum min ba'di imanikum kuffara." He says the majority of the people of the book, Christians and the Jews, they would love to see you going back to being disbelievers after you have became believers. So we say to Allah, why would they want to do that? He says, hasadan min indi anfusihim, out of jealousy in their hearts. So they see you having your faith, having your iman, praying and fasting and charity and helping one another. They see the community formed. They see the family is intact. They see there are so much good and beauty in Islam that they don't have. So what they do is, first it begins with their jealousy and hasad. Then they start to attack the Muslims. So the Muslims have been attacked from the time of the Prophet until today. Now, we're not only attacked on the battleground, but also we are being attacked on the social ground, where the beliefs, the cultures, the customs, the ideology that we hold is under constant attack by the Western media against the Muslims. And that stems, according to the Quran, from jealousy. So they're constantly jealous of us, jealous of what we have, jealous of the fact that we are holding on to our faith, holding on to our Quran, holding on to our hijab, holding on to our prayers and our fasting and our hajj and all these rituals. We're holding strong to it. We're holding strong to the values that Islam gave us. And these people are jealous of that. So what they will do is they will do their best and try to take it away from us. And like I said, whether now, you know, whether they do it on the economical level, where they do it on the political level, when they do it in the front, like even at war, if they have to invade a country, which they did invade many countries in the Muslim world, or destroy a country from within, which they are doing now. At the end of the day, Allah says, hasadan min indi anfusihim, out of jealousy that they had. So we have to be very careful that when we talk about hasad, is that the matter is it affects others on the real world. It takes effects. It deprives people of their essential rights that Allah has given to them. Whether it is life itself, the most sacred thing in the sight of Allah, life of a believer, gets taken. Lives, plural, gets taken. Why? Because of one person or two or a group or a system, they become jealous of others. And then the bloodshed and the everything that follows takes place. So we have to be very careful that when we are looking at ourselves, that we need to stay away from this trait. Let us leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
Cultural news. Social news. Scientific news. Artistic news. With the light.
Usually rats are associated with garbage and disease, but these rats are not the typical rodents. They are being trained in Tanzania for search and rescue operations. These are a breed called the African giant pouch rat, which is naturally a very curious creature. It can weigh up to around 1,500 grams and are known to have longer lifespans than other rats. Lead researcher at the Belgium-based non-profit company Apopo, Donna Keane, says this species can live up to 10 years. This means that even after the 9 months of training, the rat will still have a long working career ahead. The size and agility of rats make them invaluable for search and rescue efforts.
So this is where the idea for the rats came in, because the rats are just as trainable as dogs. They've got a great sense of smell, and their small size and natural agility should hopefully make them really good in this scenario, where they could squeeze in small spaces and get closer to any victims.
The rescue rats began training in August last year at the Apopo's Training and Research Center. The rodents are fitted with tiny backpacks that enable real-time wireless audio-visual communication. When they find a potential victim, they pull a small handle hanging around their neck to let the rescue handlers know. The rats were trained to locate humans in mock disaster zones, such as aftermath of earthquakes. Apopo has already trained rats to detect landmines and sniff out tuberculosis. So much joy can be found in a bottle of luxury perfume, but parting with hundreds of dollars for such scents, I can take the shine off that experience. Now in Syria, a perfumer is helping people smell expensive without digging too deep into their pockets. One whiff of a fragrance is all a Syrian perfumer needs to recreate the scents of luxury brands for a fraction of a cost. That's very welcome in a country ravaged by years of foreign-backed militancy. Dozens of customers flock daily to his tiny store nestled in the historic bazaar of Damascus. They flash photos on their phones of high-end perfumes they want to replicate. He says all he has is his nose.
Here lies the secret of the profession and the brain power. I started training my nose to smell perfumes since I was 15 years old. I do not own high-end equipment. All I have is my nose, my brain power and expertise. That's all.
In the war-torn country, many people struggle to afford life's bare necessities, let alone perfume. With the local currency losing much of its value, Syrian employees reportedly make roughly $25 a month, on average a quarter of the price of a bottle of imported perfume. This perfumer sells his fragrances for about $6, drawing in a flow of clients from all walks of life. Some people believe the internet will soon make paper books a thing of the past. In Iraq, book lovers are fighting back. They have launched a book festival offering thousands of free books to encourage the Arab nation to read more. The festival is called Iraq Reads. It's attracted big crowds. Iraqis stood shoulder to shoulder behind long tables covered in books and flipped through hundreds of titles to find the one catching their interest. Some others gather on next to the stands to read under a tree, chat about their newest books, or listen to extracts of literature read aloud through a loudspeaker. One of the organizers says they aim to revive the culture of reading books, reading paper books.
It's a crisis all over the world, not only in Iraq. There is a crisis in terms of reading paper books. One of the goals for our festival is to revive the reading of paper books so that the electronic book does not become an alternative of the paper book.
As part of the festival, 70,000 books have been distributed for free across the country so far. The books covering a wide range of topics were donated by partner libraries. The festival is held in 7 provinces in the Arab country. You have probably seen penny farthings in old books and cartoons, the antique bicycle with one very large and one small wheel. Now, this peculiar bike actually brings fans together in Prague each year to show off their skills. The cyclists were all dressed in historical costumes as they rode in formation at Letno Park in Prague. The traditional one-mile race competition was also held to see who could go the fastest while keeping their balance. The riders, mostly elderly men, said they came there for just the fun of it. Penny farthings were invented around 1870 and were popular until models with two evenly sized wheels and chains were developed. Most bicycles today are based on this design.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from from every corner of the world.
Egypt is marking 100 years since the discovery of a tomb of Tutankhamun, a pharaoh who ruled more than 1,300 years BC.
I was fascinated with the story myself, and every morning in which I was here to pick up our inspector when I was working on a dig in the Valley of the Kings, I would wander around the house trying to imagine what it was like if I had been here in 1922 and could have been a part of that. And now here we are, now that it's restored. I do hope that this will turn into a center of cultural interest for anyone and everyone who wants to visit Egypt and wants to hear more of the story about Howard Carter and the king.
In 1922, British Egyptologist Howard Carter and his team discovered Tutankhamun's nearly intact tomb. That was the start of what became a 10-year project to excavate and conserve more than 5,000 unique artifacts. Tutankhamun's reign lasted barely 9 years in the vast span of ancient Egyptian history. Although his successors tried to erase the king's record from history, the valuable discovery of his tomb has immortalized the boy king.
It's always a tricky task to remember people's names at a party, but not in this particular gathering in Tokyo, where all the guests had the exact same name, Hirokazu Tanaka. 178 Hirokazu Tanakas came together on Saturday to set a new namesake gathering world record. Their ages spanned from 3 years old to 80. The Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same first and last name previously belonged to Martha Stewart. 164 people with that name came together in New York in 2005. In the Tanaka's gathering, every man was assigned an alias inspired by their hobbies, occupation, or favorite foods to tell them apart from others. One nicknamed by his birthplace says it's strange to meet so many people with the same name, obviously.
It's a strange feeling to know that there are nearly 200 people with the same name. To be honest, I'd presume there are more popular names out there like Suzuki and Sato. This achievement is really because of the efforts of our organizer.
The man who organized this gathering is a 53-year-old Hirokazu Tanaka who has worked for years to make this happen. He says his quest began in 1994 when he stumbled upon news about a baseball prodigy with the same name. After that, he began tirelessly scouring the nation for his namesakes. He then founded the Hirokazu Tanaka campaign that brought the men together and created a strange friendship among them. Thousands of baby turtles have been released into Peru's Amazon basin in an attempt to preserve the rainforest ecosystem. More than 6,000 hatchlings of three endangered species of turtles have been released into lakes and lagoons in Peru to help them repopulate. To make this happen, wildlife officials collected the eggs from their natural habitat and transferred them to artificial beaches until they hatched. The river turtles are considered vulnerable because for many years they have been killed for human consumption or kept as pets. Scientists are currently trying to conserve the Amazon to avoid catastrophic climate change, and Peru has the second largest share of the rainforest after Brazil. Another world record news. This time it has been set in Switzerland. A Swiss railway company has run the world's longest passenger train with a trip on one of the most spectacular tracks through the Alps. To celebrate its 175th anniversary, Switzerland's rail industry launched the world's longest ever passenger train, measuring around 2 kilometers. The electric train took almost an hour to cover around 25 kilometers over the UNESCO World Heritage Albula line in eastern Switzerland. The Albula line is famous for its endless swooping curves and steep descents. Rail enthusiasts lined the valley to watch the train's 100 cars snake through the Alps. Belgium and the Netherlands were the previous record holders for the world's longest passenger train. They used standard railway through the flat landscapes.
If you enjoy street art, then you'll probably like Iztapalapa district in Mexico's capital city. Nearly 300 neighborhoods in this area are beautifully painted with brightly colored murals for all to enjoy. Visitors can also ride a cable car and take a tour of the art from above. The district is home to nearly 7,000 murals and graffiti painted on all sorts of surfaces, including rooftops. Iztapalapa Murals is a project that was promoted by the Mexico City's mayor in 2018. The goal of the project was to recover and dignify public spaces through art and involve neighbors in its creation and conservation. Iztapalapa is one of the poorest municipalities in the capital, and the initiative aims to reduce neighborhood violence through public lighting of the murals during the night.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. So, today I'm really happy to inform you that again, alhamdulillah, we have some of the students of Sevier International School here with us in this Quranic session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with another Quranic session. Before we start, I really say salam from the depth of my heart to all our brothers here, and I really welcome you all. Salam, how are you? Fine, Fawad?
Yes, sir.
Hussein, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
Fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So today our main topic is Ayah 258 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
So, on page 43 of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 258. A very good point is here, we'll mention inshallah, but before we start, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, let's all together once listen to the recitation of this ayah, then we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
That was a nice recitation. I loved it. How about you? It was great, yes?
Yes.
Nice. So now we will practice, okay? I will read once. Hussein, Hassan, Fawad. You will practice. You will repeat after me, okay? Listen, okay? And repeat. All right? Then our brothers and sisters also will practice with us. Okay, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك
ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك
أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت
أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت
إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت
إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت
قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب
قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب
فبهت الذي كفر
فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله thank you so much Allah bless you inshallah it's a very nice point to mention here in this ayah Allah Almighty says Have you not regarded him? Have you not seen him who argued with Abraham alayhi salam about his Lord? Allah Almighty talks about Namrud. His name was Namrud, okay? He was a king in the time of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam. He had a great kingdom, okay? And he was so proud of his kingdom, okay? But he was not a faithful person. So he argued with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam about his Lord and atahu Allahu al-mulka because Allah Almighty had given him kingdom okay so when Ibrahim alayhi salam said idh qala Ibrahimu my Lord is rabbiy alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet Ibrahim alayhi salam said my Lord is he who gives life and brings death then Namrud the king said qala he replied ana uhyi wa umeet I give life and bring death too. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Indeed, Allah is the one who brings the sun from the east. If you call yourself a lord, a king, the one who has power over the universe, if you think you are such a person, if you think you are the power, if you think, God forbid, you are the God, okay? My God brings the sun from east. If you can do it, bring it from the west. Okay, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "If you are right, bring the sun from the west, not from the east. Change it." فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Then what happened? Thereat, the faithless person, the faithless one, was dumbfounded. He became confused. What? I can't do it. So if you can't do it, why do you call yourself a lord? So you're not. Okay? وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. So, now guys, what does it say? It says, nobody can confront Allah Almighty. Nobody can argue about the power of Allah Almighty. He has the all power, no matter your kafir, your mu'min. You are in the control of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has created you. Be careful, okay? Don't be proud of what you have, kingdom you have millions of dollars you have, whatever you have. When you die, nothing is there for you. So don't be proud of these things. Don't think all whatever you have is yours, and whatever you have, you can do whatever power you have, you can do anything. Don't think this way, okay? One day you will fall down. That day, there is Allah. If you believed in Him, He will help you. If you didn't, He will not. So, guys, inshallah, Allah Almighty, may Allah Almighty count us among the believers, among the faithful people, and may Allah Almighty protect us from the evils. Inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, about the story of Namrud and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, at his time, you can refer to the Tafasir book about what really happened. More information about this, I inshallah refer to the Tafasir book. There has been explained a lot about it, okay? Say, Fawad, Hassan, okay? All right?
Yes.
Okay.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now we will move on with the Tajweed rules because it's important about the recitation. Beautifully reciting the Quran is something beautiful, something really nice. It's wajib, okay? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. We mentioned it in the very beginning sessions, first sessions. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي أَلَمْ تَرَ رَا has, you should pronounce it with a heavy sound. إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ. Do you remember the rule? The mad is مَدُّ اللَّازِم. Yes?
Yes.
حَاجَّ. After an alif, after a mad, if we have a mushaddad letter, okay, so the mad is wajib. Like وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Like أَتُحَاجُّونَنِي. That word is the same. حَاجَّ. It means arguing. Confronting. Now, حَاجَّ. Six counts, okay? إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Pronounce the letter ba with a qalqala, with an echoing sound. Read it, Hussein. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Read.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
MashaAllah. Sentum. Nice recitation. So, أَلَمْ تَرَ. Make sure Ra is pronounced with a heavy sound. Now, فِي رَبِّهِ. There is a fallen ya. You see it? A fallen ya after ha.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is, you mean, it means you stretch it. This, you stretch the sound, okay? رَبِّهِ for two counts. It's yam. أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. You can read it this way because of the hamza. Hamza is a bit difficult. So anata, make it softer. Anata mulk, or anata nun sakin plus hamza. It's rul izhar. You don't need to change anything. Yes, just clearly pronounce the letter nun. Anata Allahu mulka. Ata Allahu. The word, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily, right?
Yes. Law.
Because there is
dhamma.
A dhamma sound before. The rule says, if there is a dhamma sound or a fatha sound, pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah, heavily with the law sound. Allah, law. أَنَاتَهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Rabbi al-Ladhi. There is no important rule, only the pronunciation of the letter Dhal and Qaf and Ha. Yuhyi wa yumitu. Qala ana. The rule ana. There is a rule, okay, here. Ana. Noon plus alif. There is a sukun on the top of alif. You see it? Huh?
Yes.
There is a circle. An O on the top of alif. What does it say? Listen to the recitation. I'll recite. Once I will recite, I'll join them, okay? Join the word ana with the next word, okay? And once I stop here. Qala ana uhyi wa umit. Next one. Qala ana. You got the difference?
Yes.
Qala ana uhyi wa umit. Qala ana. You might have understood. What does it say?
Yes.
It says, when you stop, stretch the sound. Pronounce the alif. But when you connect it with the next word, don't read the letter alif. Got it? It's a different sukun, okay? It says, in case of making it sakin, in case of stopping here, stretch the sound. Pronounce the alif. In case of continuing or joining, do not read the letter alif. Okay, we have some examples again. Qawarira, qawarira.
So you can stop here if you want.
You can stop here. Maybe you go out of breath, okay? So you go out of breath, pronounce it. But if you don't, continue without pronouncing the alif. Umid. قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر. Ra, when you stop here. So there is no important rule here, okay? وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So if you are a Tajweed student, okay, Tajweed, you're learning Tajweed, so it means these things are easy for you, only the important ones we mentioned here. So make sure Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, you practice well, inshallah, okay? Yes? And brothers and sisters, inshallah, will also practice. If they had any questions, they will let us know. We'll, inshallah, help them. So for the tafsir and interpretations, please refer to the Tafazir book, inshallah. Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, do you have any questions? No?
No, sir.
Fawad, thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, thank you so much. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for being with us in this session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be here with you next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.